satellite dish beaming in the signal, and I am turning my attention toward the solution. I no longer beat the drum of the problem. And it doesn't take many of you to become solution-oriented toward before things begin to shift. And then, alas, the politicians will take the credit.
Awesome, thank you. So, a curiosity question that is completely make-believe, but if mass consciousness decided that the sun rose in the west and set in the east, could that happen?
It could. In the strictest sense of the word, we have to say whatever it is that you put the majority of your thoughts toward, law of attraction follows. But as we said yesterday, there are no new thoughts, and your awareness of how things are is such a dominant part of the vibration of your being, and it is set forth from your broader non-physical perspective. In other, it's like someone worrying about overpopulation of your planet, and we say these things are tended to from your broader perspective. And so someone might say, could I grow my arm back once it was amputated? And we say, yes. We have to say yes, that if you have the ability to want something and believe it, then it must be. But your earth did not come into its beingness in anything that you could even quantify in your timelines. It was a very long time in coming together by your time standards, you see. And so the question, and you said it as you offered it, the question cannot be a valid question, because you can't get to the basic premise, you can't get to the basic vibrational stance where that many of you would ask for such a thing. And so let us put it to you in the truest answer that we can give. It must be possible because all things are, but it is not probable because the basis of that which you are defies that direction of thought.
Last one. Can you help me to change my strongly held opinions to where I can see the fairies of the universe?
Well, it is not a difficult thing to do, because all that the fairies of the universe are energy. Esther said one night, soon after she had begun receiving us, I want to see you. And we said, we don't think you really do, because every time you think about it, you close your eyes very tight, afraid that you might. And she said, no, really, I do. I want to see you. And it was true. She did not want, she had feared us before she knew us. And as she got to know us, her fear had subsided. And now she was a little uneasy about seeing us for fear it would be an unpleasant experience. And so, after settling into that question and convincing herself that she really did want to see us, lying in a dark bedroom in her bed one night with Jerry sleeping next to her, so she felt secure, we said, open your eyes. And she saw a room full of fireflies, more than she could count. And then the fireflies gathered together in one bright corner, so bright that she could not look into it, and then dispersed into many other lights, not so bright that she could not see them, and then back into more than she could count again. And we said, you have seen us as we really are, as energy. You have seen us in our flexibility as independent or collective consciousness. You have translated us as we have presented ourselves to you. And that's always what happens, no matter what the details of the vision that is seen. It is always the physical interpretation of the vibration that is projected. So, in many ways, you have control of how you see that which is non-physical. Most important to understand is that a process like this, where Esther is receiving us, she's receiving blocks of thought that at an unconscious level she is translating in real time into the physical word.